Blessings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Blessings. How often do we go out into the world looking for blessings? How often do we go around seeking blessings from others? We say, oh, what a blessing you are in my life. Oh, what a blessing it is to know you. Oh, what a blessing it is to have you in my world. What a joy, what a blessing it is to know you. Well, that's a wonderful thing, but, blessings are what we create. Blessings are what we do to our life, not what others do to our life. No one can be a blessing in our life. That sounds kind of cold, but indeed, no one can be a blessing to our life because no one has the power to do anything to us, for us, about us. No one can bring some good into our life. No one can take some good out of our life. No one can improve our circumstances. No one can make our circumstances unhappy for us. Only we ourselves. We are the only ones who are in charge of the blessing switch in our life. And the blessing switch is the switch that we turn on when we think happy thoughts or unhappy thoughts, because it can be an unhappy blessing as well as a happy blessing. If you would like to have a blessing, if I would like to have a blessing in my life, I think lovely thoughts, because I consider blessings lovely things. And so I consider a lovely thought. I think the thought about friends, and I think the thought about neighbors, I think the thought about people in my world, and I think, what a blessing. We were sitting at the table the other day, and one of the people who were visiting us had a frown on her face. And I said, I see you enjoying yourself totally. And the frown continued, and I said, I see you enjoying yourself totally. This is a happy table. This is a table filled with people who are joyous and who are looking at all the happiness in life and all the wonderful things in life. And I just expostulated that way and just went on and on and on. Everybody thought, my goodness sakes, doesn't he recognize that that person has a sad heart? And finally, I said to the person, I said, right now, you can live in a world in which you are unhappy because of the illness of your friend, or you can live in a world surrounding that friend with your love, with your support, with your wholeness, with your perfection, seeing that friend as a marvelous, wonderful, whole person, a whole person, a whole person, a whole person, blessing them, blessing them, blessing them with your blessing, because you're blessing yourself as you're blessing them. You're blessing your vision of them. You're blessing them. And as I said these things, the person got a little twinkle in their eye, and all of a sudden, yeah. And they began blessing their friend with positive affirmations rather than negative affirmations. A negative affirmation is something like, you're sick, you're unhappy, you got problems, you're not enough money, not enough friends, or what, you name it, you know. They're the usual plethora, the garbage, what do they call them, the laundry list of silly things. Now let's make a laundry list of good things. Well, my friend, you are blessed because you have me in your world. Oh, come on now, come on now. Yes, you are blessed because you have me in your world. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. I got a letter from a student who is up in Oregon. And the student said, let's all gather together and sit at Dr. Barley's feet and worship him. And I thought to myself, what an interesting thing to do. That person sitting at my feet worshiping me and telling me how wonderful I am. Now, that's very true. That's very true. Now, I could say, I don't want that sort of thing. I don't want people to worship me. I want people to worship me. Because if people worship me, that means that they have within themselves the vision of themselves as being exactly or even more wonderful than I am, than they conceive of me, and then they start thinking of how wonderful they are. They don't necessarily say it in that way because they've been taught that it's not nice to say nice things about yourself. Well, we teach it is nice to say nice things about yourself. And the nicer things you say about yourself to yourself, the better it is. Are you wonderful? You bet. Are you whole and perfect? That's correct. Are you the ideal being? Yes, indeed. Oh, my, indeed. Are you your original purity and integrity? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes to all those things, you see? Now, can you see why anyone wants to worship me? Because I am all that stuff. But why am I all that stuff? Because that's what they see me as. And they couldn't see me as being wonderful in all those ways unless they were wonderful in all those ways. What a blessing. Wow. Oh, hey, how about that? Herb, you got a big ego. No, I don't. I don't have a big ego. I like me. I enjoy myself. And if anybody wants to worship me, they have good taste. They really should be worshiping themselves. But hey, that's a good start. That's a good start. We go around the world worshiping the Pope. We go around the world worshiping Billy Graham and worshiping the Dalai Lama and worshiping all these beautifully, spiritually illumined people. We worship the president and we worship the legislators. We worship people. The father of every family is worshiped by his family. The mother of every family is worshiped by her family. The children of every family are worshiped by the mother and father. My goodness sakes. And people and other animals are worshiped by dogs. My dog worships me. And my dog has very good taste. But I just love my dog to pieces. I snuggle him and I put my arms around him and I say, good morning, you wonderful guy, you wonderful being. And he wags his tail and he stands there. He is not about to walk away while I am worshiping him, while I am loving him. And I am pouring my unconditional love out upon him as a blessing upon him, upon me, upon my world. Wow! Yes, to learn how to be a blessing and to bless, to receive a blessing and not be spaced out by it. It's quite an art. It's quite an art. But it's an art that everyone can enter into and everyone can enjoy. And boy, oh boy, do I enter into it and do I enjoy it. Are you ready for such a blessing? Well, I think you are. That's why you're listening. And I give you my blessing now and I surround you with my unconditional love. And I think you're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Because I'm wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.